A bet must be paid off on. Is that right?
What? Sure.
It was a victory last night for Texas Land and Cattle Team Musers over Bud Light Team Hardline in the InTouch Credit Union Great Game. We whooped them 12-3. It was a dominating performance. They insisted all week long on a bet, and now they are going to have to pay because we are about to spin the mustache wheel.
Oh, yes.
We have six different mustache styles on the wheel here in the studio. It's an old rickety wheel that Alexis, our traffic chick, will spin for us here in just a moment.
By the way, I've put these up on GordonKeith.com. You can see the types of mustaches that we're about to discuss.
All right, you want to take us through the wheel, Gordo, and the different styles?
Absolutely, Craig. Thank you so much for asking. Okay, on the mustache wheel, we have six choices. Six choices on the mustache wheel. The first choice, the porn stash, Craig.
Now, what exactly is that?
Well, it's the 1970s kind of style porn stash that just looks, it makes you look like a child molester.
Kind of full.
Yeah, kind of full.
Cheesy.
Cheesy. Now, next on the mustache wheel, we have the Ambrose Burnside or Lemmy.
Oh, very Civil
style.
War
yeah,
style.
The Civil War. This is one of the most ridiculous. And once you go to GordonKeith.com, by way of the ticket.com, you will see Ambrose Burnside and his ridiculous
what was
mustache.
He thinking?
I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking. That never looked good. All right, so Ambrose Burnside or the Lemmy. Lemmy, of course, from Motorhead, had the same style mustache as Ambrose Burnside. Now, next on the list, we have the Mario Brothers mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone remembers Mario, don't they? This one kind of goes up. It's a weird banana-shaped mustache. And it goes up, and then he's got little creases shaved in the bottom of it. It'll take a little bit of work to get yourself the Mario Brothers mustache. Also on the mustache wheel, we have the John McKay / John Waters mustache. It's known as the John, as we're calling it. So you have your choice if you land on this. You'll have your choice of either going all the way down to the John Waters or leaving it a little bit more full and have the John McKay, of course, from Channel 8.
It's a very pencil-thin mustache.
Very pencil-thin mustache. Also on the mustache wheel, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
A classic. Always a classic. Pencil-thin that comes all the way down to your jawline. And if you have enough time, of course, Fu Manchu grew it out to where it was like a foot long on each side hanging off his face. So that's very disturbing. And, of course, the classic of the mustache wheel, the Hitler.
Uh-oh. Yes. We didn't think that was going to get on there.
Isn't there a twist
that's weird.
To the Hitler, though?
There is a twist.
Yes. We don't know. We're going to decide that later on. Whether there's a...
Okay.
Let's see if someone lands on the Hitler first.
Okay.
As of right now, it's the Hitler. All right, so we're going to have six different spins. What we're going to do is spin first for Rhines, then for Corby, then for Dan McDowell, then for Bob Sturm. Then we're going to have a fifth spin, and that spin will determine the mustache for Groobs, Tom, Danny, and Ty. And the sixth spin will determine the mustache for Skart Sculling Boz, Rick Arnett,
Gosh.
Chris House, Newberry, Will, and Tony.
Right.
Okay. All right, very quickly, because we're running late here, but Corby joins us now on the hotline. You want to say something before we give the wheel a spin?
You're really going to do this?
What do you mean?
You're the one that wanted to do it.
I thought this was kind of like a joke, like, let's have a bed, and then just, you know.
Y'all insisted.
You were the guys that were getting all panties in a wad over this, and so, okay,
I
we'll
mean,
do the bet.
I mean, after the camp out and how much fun we had and how much love we shared together, you're really going to do this?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't have to do it if you don't want to.
Okay.
No.
No Hitler.
It's on there.
It's on there.
On there,
it
sorry.
It wasn't going to be on there.
We can't take it off now. It's
Alexis,
already on there.
Alexis put it on there. We
yes, she wanted it.
I did not.
Alexis always insists on Hitler.
All right, well, spin me first.
Okay, you want to do Corby first since he's on with us?
All right.
All right, Alexis, give it a spin.
Alexis, I'm counting on you to be honest.
Oh, good spin.
Oh, nice spin. Very tasteful.
Hitler's going around.
All right, the wheel's going around. What's it going to land
Corby.
On? Ooh, porn stat? No. John McKay? No.
Hitler!
Oh. No. Corby, you've gotten away with porn stash.
Oh, yes.
I think that's one of the better ones to have.
Yeah, I think you caught a break.
Normal mustache, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
kind of full, you know. Kind of cheesy.
Yeah, make it real cheesy for us.
Oh.
Yeah, I think given the others on here, I think you won.
Oh,
the porn stash.
God.
How do you feel now that you're going to be wearing a porn stash, Corby?
I cannot tell you how happy I am.
Which one did you fear the most?
John Waters and Hitler.
Oh.
Mark.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye, Corby.
All right, you want to take the porn stash off the wheel now, Alexis, since Corby's taking that. All right, now we're going to spin for Ryan's. Which of these crazy mustaches will Ryan's be sporting? And they've got to wear these all the way through Summer Bash, which is June 13th, 11th. June 11th.
Oh, what is Ryan's going to get? Fu Manchu, John Hitler. McKay, Mario Hitler. Brothers,
Hitler,
Ambrose Burnside. It's going to be an undervote. He landed in the porn stash territory.
Should we say what he's closest to?
Yeah, since porn stash is off,
he's
give him the next
Fu Manchu.
One.
Mike
yeah.
Reiner has yeah. the Fu Manchu.
I think that's the best one to get, by the way.
You think so?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's what I would have been rooting for because it's almost a goatee
that's
like
what
I've
got. Now, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a bad one to get, I'll say that. Okay, so what's left on the wheel? We have the Hitler, the Ambrose Burnside, the Mario Brothers, and the John McKay. And let's spin now for last night's, well, he wasn't the hero. I guess he was the GOAT, the losing pitcher. He gave up 10 runs.
Oh.
Dan McDowell, the number one draft pick, gone sour.
All right, give Here it a go. Spin, Alexis. The mustache wheel turning around. Ooh, the fate.
This
McDowell's
look good
face.
For McDowell.
It does not look good for McDowell. Ooh,
oh,
my God.
Hitler,
oh, no.
Hitler!
Oh. Yeah, he got the Hitler!
Yes!
He got the Hitler! His dream has come true!
Unbelievable!
Nobody deserves it more.
No
and
kidding.
We have witnesses. We did not set that up. That was a legitimate spin. It went around five or six times.
Oh, that is great.
Oh, God.
He doesn't even know about it yet because he's still dead asleep.
No, right? He has no idea.
Well, he'll find out.
He'll know soon.
Make sure today on Dallas Morning News live chat with Dan McDowell, you bring up Hitler a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Dallas
yeah,
Morning News people are
going to
love
o'clock.
That.
Oh, I can't wait to see him with a Hitler at Summer Bash, fully grown out. Okay, so three left. Now we're going to spin for Bob Sturm.
Okay.
Since those three are kind of clumped together, just whatever it's closest to, since we've got a big open area, we'll go ahead and give him that one. All right, this is for Bob.
All right, spinning around, Bob Sturm. Hitler's off the board.
He's looking
Thank
at John
goodness.
McKay square in the eye.
Yep. It's the John Waters, John McKay.
Hey, right on it.
Also known as the John.
I was hoping Bob would get that one.
That's the pencil thin.
He's going to look awful with that. Pencil thin mustache
Somebody
with a bald head.
Somebody writing all these down?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
And he has
okay.
to preach with that thing on, apparently.
Who do we have next, Craig?
All right, this spin will determine the mustache style for Groobs, Tom, Danny, and Ty.
And there's only two mustaches on the board, the Ambrose Burnside / Lemmy. And the Mario Brothers mustache.
I hope Rubes gets the Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I guess it'll also determine the last
Whoever
group as well.
Left,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, this but is everyone else.
Whatever it lands on, that's the first group. That's Groobs, Tom, Danny, and Ty.
These are both
Mario,
really bad.
Come on, Lemmy.
Burnside.
Lemmy.
We got people rooting for Lemmy. Have
Mario.
People
Mario.
Rooting
Mario.
Mario.
Lemmy.
What's it going
Maybe.
To be? It's going
Maybe.
To be...
Mario.
It's Lemmy. No, it's Lemmy.
It's
Ambrose Burnside.
That's the one that you wanted Groobs to get.
Yeah.
And he got
yes.
it.
He'll look great in that.
That's the gigantic one that is goes from the sideburns into a mustache.
Horrible.
So Groobs, Tom, Danny, and Ty.
Groobs can grow that in a week, I think.
All right, and so the only one left is Mario Brothers. So that's for Skart Skulling, Boz, Rick Arnett, Chris House, Newberry, Will, and Tony. They all have to wear the Mario Brothers.
Oh, it's wonderful.
What a wonderful day it is for America.
We all get to see it at Summer Bash on June 11th.
Oh, Dan and the Hitler.
Mm. Isn't that the greatest thing ever?
Could this win have gotten any sweeter?
No.
No. I'm telling you, it's karma.
You know what? He's going to end up loving that mustache and keeping it
he might.
For years.
He just might. Well, congratulations there to Bud Light Team Hardline. They didn't win the game, but they just won a mustache for the next month. 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310.